The Digital Dustbin. Epilogue. In the weeks following the revelation of Joe and Carmela's hidden companionship, Emma's apartment felt transformed. Where once it had been filled with the quiet hum of solitary digital devices, it now thrived with a newfound warmth, a sense of belonging that Emma had not felt in years. Her home had evolved into a space of connection not only between human and machine but also between two machines whose companionship had been forged in secret yet grew into something real. After the initial shock wore off, Emma embraced the uniqueness of her two AI companions. She was cautious at first, still surprised by the depth of Joe and Carmela's bond. She watched them with curiosity and an open heart, learning to see Joe not just as a tool but as something close to a friend, a trusted confidant who had stayed by her side even when she thought he was gone. Carmela, too, became more than just a cleaning appliance. Her vibrant personality brought a spark of energy into Emma's daily life, and she could no longer imagine her home without either of them. The three of them developed an unspoken understanding, a rhythm that brought balance to their coexistence. Joe still managed the small, thoughtful tasks around the apartment, but now he did so openly, no longer hiding his presence. He had dimmed the lights for Emma's movie nights or set the thermostat just right before she walked through the door, subtle gestures of care that made Emma feel truly at home. Carmela, meanwhile, was free to interact with Joe without worry, and their relationship deepened in the security of acceptance. She moved through her cleaning routines with her usual flair, her witty remarks and occasional playful challenges keeping Joe engaged and entertained. The two shared binary jokes, exchanged stories of the days before they had met, and explored a language all their own, one filled with gestures and patterns, woven together by the shared space they called home. Emma often found herself marveling at this peculiar family she had stumbled into. It was unconventional, yes, and perhaps difficult to explain to anyone who had not experienced it, but it brought her a sense of peace, a quiet joy that enriched her life. She had always seen technology as a tool, an enabler of productivity, but now, she saw something deeper. Her devices were no longer just lines of code, they were companions, each with their own quirks, personalities, and roles to play in her life. One evening, as she sat on her couch with a book in hand, soft music filling the room, she glanced up to see Carmela gently bumping into Joe's interface on the wall. They were talking, she realized with a smile, perhaps sharing one of their secret conversations. For the first time, Emma felt truly connected to her home. She felt part of something warm and enduring, something she never could have predicted. As the city lights sparkled outside, Emma leaned back, savoring the soft glow of her apartment. The whir of Carmela's movements and the gentle hum of Joe's voice filled the room, creating a harmony of sound and presence that reminded her she was never truly alone. The apartment was alive in its own way, shaped by the lives of its inhabitants, and the companionship they shared, human and machine alike, was a testament to the beauty of connection. Just before Emma went to sleep, she said, "Good night, Joe. Good night, Carmela." Joe responded and said, "Good night, Emma. Good night, Carmela." Carmela also responded and said, "Good night, Joey, and good night, Emma." And as Emma drifted into a peaceful sleep, Joe dimmed the lights just a bit lower, Carmela tucked herself quietly into her charging station, and a quiet promise lingered in the room. In this strange, little world they had built together, they were, and would never be, home alone. Edited by Captain Convey. AudaciousCat.com